We get to talk a little football. And had a great game Friday night and brought home another championship for Warren Central High School. And it's our 22nd overall sectional football championship, which puts us in the top six, I believe, in public schools in the state of Indiana for sectional titles. So it was a lot of fun. Kids played well. And the best part about it is you're still practicing this week and you're moving on to the round of eight.
Heading into Center Grove, you know, you got to keep everybody level-headed. You get the victories. And Center Grove has always been, they say, a tough team to beat for this Warriors team, especially. So just how was it just keeping everybody, you know, low-key and not, you know, we are like the best of the best?
Right. Well, we talk to them all the time about focusing on what's in front. And we talked about going out and taking care of business at Southport. And I thought we did a really good job. We were very efficient in the first half. We had the ball, six possessions on offense. We scored on five of them. We had a defensive touchdown in the first half by Damian Shanklin. We had another defensive touchdown by David Shelton in the second half. We forced another, it's the second week in a row, we forced seven turnovers in a game. We had numerous picks, numerous fumble recoveries. So for 2 weeks in a row, we've been very efficient on defense as well. We got to clean up some things on special teams. We missed some PATs that we got to get cleaned up on, and we missed some blocks on a couple of the PATs, which led to the missed field goal or missed kicks, clean up there. But we're, you know, we always talk about the new season. As you mentioned, in the new season, we're now 2-0 and won 49-6 week one and 47-0 last week. So we're kind of hitting on all cylinders. But the deeper you go into the tournament, as you know, the tougher and tougher the opponents become. And you're playing a Center Grove team who just finished winning their 13th straight sectional. I think it's their 18th overall. They've won, I believe, 10 of the last 12 regionals. The ones they didn't win, Warren won. So it's a tough out, you know, and we're going to a very tough place. I know they're trying to put a fan bus together for juniors and seniors. I hope they all sign up and we load the bus up and we get a loud crowd, and because they're going to be very boisterous and very loud. And, you know, we're walking into the tournament with in the round of eight with a 5-6 record. So nobody's really looking at us and saying, you know, that's the team. They're looking at us as probably the team that's the weakest of the teams that are left. In fact, of the 48 teams in the six classes, we're the only ones still in it with a losing record, you know. And so, you know, I don't know that we're going to sneak up on anybody, but, you know, if they want to overlook us, that's their business. But I like the way we're playing, and I like the things we're doing, and we'll see how we do in practice this week.
Well said. And that underdog status, as you talked about, going into the postseason with a losing record but still out here performing, is always tough. As your motto is, at first it was 32 play, 16 stay, and now it's divide by two every time.
Yep. Now we're down to eight play, four stay. We're down to single digits now, buddy. It gets close now.
Yeah, it is. It's getting close, and it's also getting colder. So all in all, I was up there on Friday. I was like, ooh. I was like, it's going to be freezing next week. Yeah. But behind the scenes, we always talk about it. The players are the big factor in this, but the game plan. Of course, going into a Center Grove team that, as you said, won 10 out of straight regionals and two of them won by Warren. It's a little bit of a rivalry, I say, between the teams. So going into there, obviously a very good coaching staff, a smart team. So going in there and just outperforming, as we talked about it, it's a game of chess with football that you always got to keep in check.
Yeah, well, they're obviously a very talented team. They've got a quarterback, Cherry, number 15, who's going to Duke. Very smart, very athletic, big 6'5" quarterback who's got a really strong arm. They've got two really good receivers. The whole group is talented, but the number 9 and number 3. Number 3 leads the state, I believe, in receptions and yards and touchdowns. And he's going to college to play baseball at Notre Dame. He's very talented. Their defense, led by number 8, Owen Bright, very physical, very athletic. They're going to get after you. You know, you're going into a hostile environment. I like it that way. I've had some unbelievable victories in regional games on the road. I can go back to 08. We won a regional game on the road in the rain. 2002, we played in the mud and the snow in a regional game and won in overtime. So there's some really neat ones on the road. I've had a couple of them at home, but most of the games that I've been involved in the regionals I've been involved in have been road games. And those are always a lot of fun when you can go into somebody else's house and knock them out of the tournament, and that'll be our goal. But we've got a tough task. You know, Eric Moore's a Hall of Fame coach, and he's got a great staff, and Joey Siderwitz and Hutchins and those guys, and they do a phenomenal job.